made of white, translucent black capes, back on the rack. The little goose is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box. The little goose is dead.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is a Breakthrough Entertainment. I sounds like I'm off chord because the guitar was off chord. Joseph J. Erdl over across from me has his fangs out. It must be the Halloween show. We're here with Greg Isaac, Eric Reiner. Trisha will be in a second. And this is scary. You scare me, and you're biting Greg's neck, and it looks beautiful. The blood is gushing.
I want to suck Bobby's blood.
Who?
Is that a Dracula
Bobby?
Doll?
Bobby.
What?
Is that a Dracula doll you have in front
yes,
of you?
Yes, that's a little, that's a Bram Stoker there.
Oh, this looks like voodoo.
Nice.
Yes, because today is a breakthrough. Well, let me take these fangs out, because this is really uncomfortable.
No, you sound much better.
Yeah, well,
no,
thank
I'm
you.
Kidding.
Thank
I just,
besides, nobody can see you.
Yeah. It's not my fault. I'm not the one who's not setting up the webcam.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's... You are excellent.
Really?
I can't
wow.
wait. Oh, I'm dressing up. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Hullabaloo Part 2 Vampire Show, all in honor of this weekend's release of Dracula Untold.
Untold.
And this is Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus.
Hmm. Who's Bela Lugosi? I know who it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kidding.
Yeah, and that's who's joining us in studio. Mini Bela Lugosi right there, isn't it?
It is a mini. Looks like mini-me.
Yeah, mini-me.
You
look like that? Mini-me.
I look the one on your shirt.
Do you like
who
my cape?
Well, oh, you do have a cape.
Yeah, I got my cape. Oh, yeah, the one on my shirt. Who's on my shirt, Greg?
That's actually Joseph's favorite.
I think.
Yeah, Joseph's favorite actor.
Yeah, no, not at all.
What's Johnny Depp doing
it's
on
one of my
your
favorite
shirt,
characters,
though.
But
he's holding your chest.
Oh, yeah. Dark Shadows, that's
Dark
right.
Something you want to tell us?
Barnabas Collins.
Barnabas Collins, one of the greatest soap operas of all time.
The Johnny Depp.
Oh, the Cullen family of...
So that's horribly bad.
I agree. The movie was horrible. The TV
Johnny
show,
Depp made it okay.
The TV show was great. I used to watch that when I was a kid.
Yeah, that was great. That was a precursor to Passions, the greatest soap opera of all time with all the supernatural elements and all that.
Oh, no, I liked All My Children.
But All My Children didn't have possessions and
Yeah,
and,
they had
and
possessions.
Timmy. It didn't have Timmy.
Who?
Or vampires.
Yeah, they did.
Did it have a witch?
Yeah.
No, careful.
Also the women.
Yeah. They had many of those women.
Yeah, Erica, what's her name?
Yeah, you remember her.
Yeah, what's her name?
Erica, Susan Lucci.
Yeah, but what was her name on the show? Was it Erica Woods or something?
Erica, she got married many times, so I think she went through the phone book on that one. Yeah, Erica, you remember her?
Luke and Laura.
No,
oh, wait,
that was
something else.
No, that was
Hospital.
General Hospital, yeah.
Yeah. Marlena and John.
No, that was...
Sammy and EJ.
No, that
EJ's
was
Erica
dead.
Kane.
Erica Kane. That was, yeah.
Yeah, Erica... Wow, you are good.
Wow.
No, Google is good.
Yeah, but you're still
no,
good.
No, that was... I see you didn't use that. Now, women
no, you, you
out
better
there,
admit it was Google.
Yeah, 602-252-1480.
How about Laura and Allie?
Laura and Allie.
Yeah, the threesome.
I am not familiar with that.
I know. Okay. You weren't part of the threesome.
Okay, and Trisha's not joining us right now, and she might not be back.
I didn't say I was part, did I, Eric?
No, but I was assuming you were meaning that.
I was talking about
how
poker.
How would you know about it?
Three of a kind.
Right. You
right?
Right.
See, I'm talking poker, full house,
I'm
royal
sure
flush.
I'm sure you're talking poker.
Straight. You know what I'm talking about.
How about talking about biting people? Have you ever bitten anyone?
No, I have been bitten, though.
You have?
Yeah, and
by who?
Smitten. I'm trying to think. Let's see. Bitten by...
I got bitten by Kathleen's mother's dog about 2 months
wow.
ago.
Oh.
What happened?
The little sucker was under the bed, and I was trying to get it out. And it did not want to come out.
The little sucker. What type of dog is this?
A great thing.
Well, he was trying to suck my blood.
Ooh.
Oh,
did
my
you turn,
vampire dog.
Did you turn into a vampire or a werewolf?
No, but he left a scar on my arm.
Oh, my
oh,
gosh.
No.
Did you have to get a tetanus shot?
No.
Did he have rabies or anything?
I might have. I should have probably gotten something, but I didn't.
Did what the dog shame. Die at least?
No.
Oh, hey,
biting
no.
Me?
We here on Breakthrough Entertainment do not advocate animal
pure.
Cruelty.
No, I'm talking about it maybe
no,
something in his blood.
Don't listen to Dave Isaac.
I don't have Ebola, Dave.
Oh.
Oh, talk about really scary.
That's in Dallas now, right?
Yeah, it was. The guy died.
Ebola.
Yeah,
vampire.
But he contacted, like, they have, like, 48 people quarantined or something.
Well, yeah, and the police officer that was with him, too, when they brought him in, he's clear now. He's not infected.
Oh, wow. Did he go back to St. Louis to shoot more people?
Yeah, they keep shooting black people over there. What's
what
up with that?
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. I don't understand.
Another one on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
And what about that ISIS, all these beheadings?
Well, it's...
That's over there.
That's bad. What?
Oh, who cares about that?
I'm kidding.
Don't listen to Greg. Eric.
I'm not even saying anything.
I know.
I get blamed.
But we did love Bill Maher. Bill Maher was great. Yeah, he is very funny. The guy is just quick and funny.
Yeah. People can hear that again on your website, right? If they did, if they missed it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh,
okay.
What is that? Do we have a website?
Wait, can they hear it?
Yeah,
the interview. Yeah,
it's got a picture up there and everything.
What Joseph means by us not having a website is we've been waiting for about 2 months now to have a new website go up, and that should be happening pretty soon.
Yeah, because the Crypt Keeper was on here last year.
In the next couple of years,
right?
Yeah.
And Joseph wants that picture of him off there.
Yeah, I've lost about 100 pounds since.
Joseph's a fat in the picture.
Yes. I'm fat. I don't have the muscles, and that's I blame our web guy
on my body. That's what he did.
I blame our web guy for me not being able to get any dates.
Who is your web guy?
Get what?
Get any dates?
Oh yeah, but you did well last night.
I got plenty of prunes. What? No,
Yeah, you did. I saw you go after them.
I tried last night. I tried so hard last night. You did good.
Joseph scared them to death.
I scared them. They all said no.
They all said no, but they were working.
Where were you?
You want to know where we were?
They were working girls.
Yeah.
They were working girls. Yeah. They still said no.
Can you believe it? I even offered to pay.
I
gave them unlimited credit card. They said no.
I said you can use all the knives.
The police shot the card.
I said you can like use chainsaws, anything you want, and they still said no.
Well, they didn't want to, you know, do a Bobbick type of surgery.
There was even one with, you know, she had all this makeup on and this, you know, and she had these dreadlocks and she said she was a witch, and she still didn't go for me.
Where were you?
Where were we?
In a haunted house?
Yes.
We were what was it called? The Great American Nightmare?
Rob Zombie's
Great American Nightmare. Well, I will say that, you know, I could not wait to go because I wanted to hear Dave scream.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing happened. We got there. Dave didn't scream, but I was scared to death. I don't know. How this happened that I was the most scared.
Yeah, you were.
I was terrified, and liked it too, right?
I liked it.
There's two out of three. The one, I won't say too much, but one was rather dark, and I will say, Eric, you're going to love this. And he's on the phone. He's a working man. He's talking to his friend. Okay,
I was talking to Kathleen. We're having a garage sale, and she's manning the.
Should we give the address?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. No.
You sure?
say some stuff for me, Eric.
What are you interested in?
I don't know. It just depends.
He's interested in Kathleen's sister.
Do you have any cat trees?
She's in California.
Okay.
No cat trees.
At least she's from a normal state. But what you can do is take a picture of the garage sale. And then, you know.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I can give you some general overview of what we have. We have a refrigerator, a dryer.
Oh.
We have some Razor scooters, electric ones. We have some artwork, lots of artwork.
Wow.
And some kids' toys and lots of clothes.
Oh, okay.
Nice. That's not bad.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. Yeah, we're already making money.
Well, I was just going to point out to Eric that the first haunted house, it was rather dark.
Well,
don't say much else. Well, yeah.
No, I was holding on to Greg's shirt to see where I
go. Yeah, I know, but don't say anything else.
That's all I'm going to say, though.
I went out early. I mean, because I don't know. I lost you guys because it was dark and everything.
We just were trying to get away. We got away.
I'm pushing on the walls, and then all of a sudden I'm outside, and I said, where the heck am I? And it turns out I just, like, pushed open a wall.
I will say this, is that this...
I was outside.
I will say that this Rob Zombie track, it was fun. Yeah, I'd recommend going down there. It's different than some of the other haunted attractions and houses I've been to over the years, like Fear Farm, Chamber of Fear, stuff like that. But not in a bad way, necessarily. It's just different, the designs, and really being based off of some of his movies and stuff.
And those movies, of course, are Lords of Salem. Then they've got the Captain Spaulding's...
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Well, this one specifically, Clown School, right? Because there's clowns and everything in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, clowns are terrifying, of course.
They were terrifying.
It and Bozo and...
It was pretty scary until you figure out it was Tim Curry.
And
that actually makes it funny.
And then, of course, the Devil's Rejects as well. That sheriff was pretty angry at you, but I'm sure that we'll talk more about that next week.
I didn't back down, did I?
You did not.
No.
So we're going to have to detail, because next week.
I saved a woman last night, remember? Yeah.
You did. You
I
did
said,
save
get
a woman.
Away and
by the way, is she still at your house or?
No, she left early.
Oh, okay.
About before Trish flew in.
That's good. She was attractive, except for the blood that was like all over. You know, did you give her a shower?
Did I give her a shower?
All right. Well,
you know what? I gave her a bath.
Oh, good. Well, you know what?
What's wrong? Shower, bath, what's the difference?
Well, next
There's
week,
a big difference, actually.
Next weekend's show is Breakthrough Entertainment's Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare show. And, we're going to be playing music from the House and Corpses, Devil's Rejects, Halloween, Lords of Salem, Halloween 2. All of Rob Zombie's great movies we will have on someone to talk about the haunted attraction.
Oh.
And, stay tuned. Again, next Saturday here on KPHX 1480 AM, 9 AM to noon. But, in the meantime, if you want to join in on the discussion, you should check out the haunted house for yourself.
Yes.
It's at Westworld, right?
Westworld, yes.
And I think this was the last weekend that it was not open on Thursday. So now you've got Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays throughout the end of the month.
What are the ticket prices on that?
We'll have to get the exact ticket prices, but there's various stages. There's general admission, there's VIP 1 and VIP 2, which is basically super VIP. You walk right in and,
Yeah. I would recommend, and I offhand don't have the prices, and, go check out the website, Google it, but... VIP, you do walk in. The thing is that there's a lot of people out there, but because of the hours are 7 to midnight, usually on weekends, right, to midnight, whatever it is.
It's 7.
I think even if you get general admission, you could still enjoy a lot of the show and stuff. However, with VIP, too, you get a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's true. You'll get a T-shirt,
so
but they do.
With both.
You could buy the T-shirt on your own, outside of the area if you didn't want the VIP. But I would say there's no problem with general admission because you just go and have fun with your friends if you're there. I mean, if you're there alone, then you might just want to get the VIP too, so you can get right in and going.
My guess is it's going to be about $25 a head. That's my guess.
I think it's more
than
that. It might be 35 or something.
Yeah,
but
I think 35 and like 40
general admission.
Jeez.
Yeah, but that's the thing, because even with general admission, you could enjoy their stuff going on in the front stage, the girls blowing fire.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were very attractive women. Again, I tried very, very hard. And
you were really into that one, that little one, the two-footer on the little tricycle riding around.
In the wheelchair.
Was that a woman?
I thought it was
a football. I accidentally kicked it.
That's OC.
Oh, my God, really?
I tried.
I even
she had an axe. She had an axe. I said, you can go ahead and, chop me down. I tried all the different pickup lines.
Didn't work. He had to get down on the ground because she was pretty small. Really, like a foot, right? 2 feet?
Well, yeah. She was sitting in a wheelchair.
Is she a little person?
Well, she didn't have a lower half, I don't think.
I wasn't sure.
You mean for real?
How would that work?
It was a real person, but I don't know how they made her so small, though.
It was a real person. I think it was... Actually, well, again, they're all actors, so we'll talk more about it. I'm sure we'll ask our friend.
I tried to get one to come on the show. I go, hey, you're a good actress.
You did try.
And you actually broke her out of character.
I said, yo, we're from 1480 AM KPHX.
Well, the one guy said,
she goes,
you're the pretty
you,
one.
I know you.
The one guy said,
she goes, where's that Joseph
one?
Guy?
Well,
that's what he looks like.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Who said that? I was the pretty one, or you were the pretty one?
That was
one?
The guy. The guy The guy said, I like you to me. And then he said, hi, I'm Bubbles. I like you.
That was
and
a
I said,
guy?
Oh, thank you. And he,
I thought
yeah.
it was a girl.
Well, he just spoke like that. And he says, but he's the pretty one. And I said, who's the pretty one? He goes,
said,
he
hey,
is.
Come here, my little pretty. Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah. We'll talk more in detail about it next week, of course. But you should really go check it out. And again, stay tuned for next week.
A fun evening, a good date night.
And again, if Baby Firefly is out there listening, and you know who you are, 602-252-1480. Baby Firefly, with the cowgirl hat and the nice midriff
and
the blood
and fire coming out of her mouth.
Fire coming out of her mouth.
That could be a problem. In the kissing situation. Am I right, Eric?
Yes, that would be very.
What would that do? Real quick.
She had like a big, big gash inside of her stomach and stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Oh, it was all attractive. Anyway, let's talk.
I didn't see that part.
We'll talk more next week.
I didn't know that. Okay. All right. Enough of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to get going on today's vampire show because.
Vampire?
You know, we always do these. Well, we'll talk about Dracula Untold here in just one moment, but I wanted to preface this by saying that we were going to have on a real life vampire.
Ooh.
And
really?
Yes, they do exist, or they think they exist.
Do they?
Right.
Yeah. There's several vampire covens or whatever.
Covens. Yeah, coffins, it's called.
Whatever, coffins. Not there's a lot coffins, of vampire covens, communities covenant? Out there.
And I don't know what
groups.
It's.
Covens are witches.
Covens are witches. So vampire.
Oh, say that again for them.
Flocks.
Covens are witches.
Wow, it's amazing all yes. the stuff you know. Nice. I never knew that. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know what a vampire group would be. But anyway, whatever they are.
Are you team Edward or team Jacob?
I'm team Edward.
Me too, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'm team Bella as well because even though she's a
I like
rag,
the other one.
Mind.
Greg, which one did I like? Susan Green.
Susan Green.
No, the girl, Allie Green. No.
All right. Well, we'll think about that during the break. But we were going to.
It says you're supposed
good.
To call them a pack.
Which one is it?
A pack of vampires?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll come up with it.
A pack or a coven is okay.
A
pack or a coven? Okay. Well,
coven bread.
I put the
unleavened bread. What's
unleavened? I spoke with Harvey? Several covens of vampires. I spoke with several covens of vampires. We had a vampire all scheduled to go, ready to go. And she was into BDSM
Ashley
and all
Green,
this
I'm
really
sorry.
Creepy stuff.
It's Ashley Green.
Ashley Green, thank you. Yeah. Very creepy stuff. BDSM. She liked whips, and you know, she loved biting
what?
People. And we were going to have her on the show to talk about her experience as a vampire. And she was all set to go, and then she just dropped out like a few days ago.
So maybe she got bitten and turned into a bat.
I don't know. She was no longer interested.
Bat.
And then the head vampire said that he only does print interviews. And I said, yeah, but we got Bill Maher on the show. And he says, yeah, but I'm a real vampire. And I said, yeah, okay.
That trumps Bill Maher.
Exactly. I know.
Well, now we know where his head is.
I know. So then I wanted to blast them, and I realized, you know, all these vampires, there's no such thing as vampires. So I tried to talk to a couple scientists about, you know.
Vampirism.
Yeah, vampirism, real vampirism. Apparently people, you know, there's a disease for these people who think that they're vampires.
And crazy?
And neither one of these scientists wanted to go on record. They have gone on record before, but I guess that they've been blasted in the media, and so they didn't want, you know, they were blaming each other, and they started fighting, and I said, you know what? Forget this. I'm going to go another route. So we've got someone on in our next segment who's going to tell us all about vampirism. He's a vampire expert, Dr. John Mayer. He's written
now
a book
called...
Now,
that's crazy, too.
Well, he's written a book called Immortal, the First Tango, and this is a little different. He is going to tell us about how...
The folklore.
Well, not necessarily the folklore, but he's going to tell us how vampirism can become a reality. Not that it is, but there are certain diseases out there that mimic vampirism, and so, you know, we'll learn more specifically about that.
As far as making people crave blood and that type of thing.
No, aging. Sir,
well, yeah, we'll have to...
There's immortality in the works here, the medical scientific evidence.
Since this came so late in the game,
true.
I don't know too much about it, so we'll play it by ear.
I read all about it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
speaking of ear, Joseph, you have your headphones on the opposite way.
I do. Oh,
yeah.
I was
very
wondering
weird.
Where you were. Okay, yeah. I thought you were on my right hand side.
Put the headphones on your ears rather than your mouth.
Thank you. Well, okay. let's talk about Dracula Untold. Of course, Luke Evans plays a man who, facing threats to his kingdom and his family, makes a deal with dangerous supernatural forces whilst trying to avoid succumbing to the darkness himself. So basically, this is the story of Vlad the Impaler, and this is one idea of how the Dracula legend got started. And basically, he's this, you know, this prince. He goes in this cave, finds this creature that is terrifying, you know, everybody, you know, turns out to be a vampire. But we refer to him as the creature. He goes back and finds out that his kingdom is threatened. You know, this rival area, the guy wants to kill his wife and take his son. And he says, I've got to do something to stop this. So he decides to make a deal with not the devil, but with the vampire, with the creature. And he takes on all of those Dracula-like traits. So he's all powerful. He's immortal for 3 days. And if he can... If he can avoid...
Immortal for 3 days?
How does that work?
He's immortal because it's a test.
He cannot be killed.
Yes, he cannot be killed. So if he gives into the thirst for blood, then he will remain that way forever.
Oh, I see. Nice. Right.
So if he's, you know, but he, you know, says that he, you know, he's going to overcome this. So he.
Wow. I saw the trailer.
Yeah. What did you think of the trailer?
I thought it looked actually good. I thought it was a different take on this age old tale. I thought the higher value protecting his family drove him to take this evil route. Something I usually I don't like those type of movies except Twilight. And I think I would actually watch this movie.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's not a horror movie. And it's not the kind of vampire flick to which we've become accustomed in recent years. You know, this is a much more traditional take on vampirism. It trades in graphic bloodshed for a time-honored tale of tragedy about the extreme sacrifices one man will make in order to support his wife, save his son, and defend his people. You know, I really thought this was an engrossing epic. With a surprising touch of humanity to boot, and it's a thumbs up. I highly recommend seeing
it
Dracula.
Looked pretty good on the trailer.
And I didn't think I was gonna like it. I don't like vampires. I don't like you know these kind of movies. But I really did.
But they
this.
Had sort of traditional values with family and stuff, right?
It did. Yeah.
That's what I could sense.
And this is also it's important to note that this is Universal's precursor to a shared universe of its catalog of classic monsters. So they're gonna make, you know, I think we mentioned this several shows ago. They're gonna remake the Mummy. They're going to make a Frankenstein, and so it's going to be kind of like the Marvel universe for the Universal monsters. Mm-hmm. And this kind of precursor to that, you make sure that you stay until the end credits, and you'll see, you know, a glimpse at that.
Dave, you realize that Twilight was written for 14-year-old girls, right?
I know, but it had that romantic element. But it had such high-level consciousness. Only someone with wisdom could tell, and that was me, so I could tell the true story.
And the greatest acting we've ever seen.
Yes.
Well, maybe not Kristen Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Her mom's sort of cool, though.
Yeah, her mom's cool, and Kristen Stewart's cute. But that's
Edward's a very good actor, though.
Oh, you think he's cute, too? Okay.
No, I said a good actor. Oh. He added the cute.
Oh, I didn't know.
He's a very good actor. He's probably the best actor on but who's the daddy? Who's your daddy? Fasanelli or something?
Peter Fasanelli.
Yeah.
He's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, you know... No, we're going to, after the break, we got to take a break, but just a moment here. You know, Dracula Untold, it's not going to give you any nightmares, but it is still one hell of a blood-tingling adventure. So, again, thumbs up. I also want to note that the lead actress in the movie, I forget her name, but she's Dracula's wife. Mm-hmm. Super, super hot.
Yes.
Super, super hot.
Oh, I haven't seen her.
Dracula had a wife?
Yes, and a son.
Well, in this movie.
Yeah, in this movie. And
he's a part-time Dracula. He's a three-day Dracula.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, so let's take a break. This is a song from Dracula. Not from Dracula Untold, but it's from the trailer for Dracula Untold.
I just want to hear you one time to say it. Dracula.
Dracula.
Say it again,
I want to suck your blood.
All right, that's not bad.
602-252-1480. this is Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Lorde. This is a really
Tears
creepy
for
song.
Fears.
Yeah, well, this version is Lorde.
Yes, I can
and
tell.
And it's very scary.
It is scary?
It's from the trailer. Of Dracula.
Dracula.
But they don't use it in the movie?
No, yes, no, it's just in the trailer. Because they did not have pop music back in Transylvania.
They did
not. So the music is...
It's too current. Oh, yeah, back then, yes.
The music in the movie is from that time period?
Yes. And score.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.
Are you a restaurant owner who panics if your AC goes down in the dog days of summer? Extreme Cooling finds that equipment usually breaks down unnecessarily, costing restaurant owners time and money. For this reason, Extreme Cooling promotes and specializes in proactive service plans designed specifically to keep all of your refrigeration equipment operating properly, as designed, all year long. Extreme Cooling is here to help you with all of your refrigeration needs, knowing that saving money is your top concern. Our number is 623-810-8513. When you want to start saving money, call Extreme Cooling. Do you suffer from not having enough fun? We could take care of that. Pino's Palette is the upscale paint and bring your own beverage studio located off of Tatum and Shea. We're a group painting class where you can bring your own alcohol or non-alcoholic beverage, and our trained artists will lead you through step by step in recreating the featured painting of the night. No art experience necessary. Drink in one hand and paintbrush in another. We are a great night out for any occasion. Pino's Palette. Paint, drink, and have fun.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
More than 60,000 people are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year, thousands of them here in the Valley. Thankfully, one of the nation's top treatment facilities is located in the heart of Phoenix, the Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center. Parkinson Network of Arizona raises funds to help patients and families receive the crucial educational and activity-based classes offered through the center. 1480 and Parkinson Network of Arizona invite you to become involved and make a difference in the lives of those with Parkinson's. Go online to ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org to find out about upcoming events, including the largest Parkinson's walk in the state, Walk the Fight, and learn how your donation stays local to provide life-changing opportunities. Once again, that's ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stolen many men's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate.
And that sounds like the Rolling Stones, but not.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
Is that the song but from the Rolling Stones?
Yes.
That's a good song.
Sympathy. Sympathy for the Devil,
yeah.
From Interview with the Vampire.
Very nice. I was going to ask if you're going to put the Rolling Stones on, but it's not, but it's their song.
Yeah, why would I pick the Rolling Stones?
I don't know, because they're good?
Because the song is much better.
Because this...
Thank you, Eric.
But that one's not from Interview with the Vampire.
So. Still, you could have related it to it somehow, and it all would have been much better.
That's against the rules.
It's not on the soundtrack. So,
Music commentary on an entertainment.
And
Nick.
Joseph J. is our film commentator.
And producer.
Yes, and Eric's our...
Our board operator.
Trained
no,
monkey.
He's a producer, too.
Board operator,
and comic
engineer.
Relief.
Yeah. And you are host?
Of the most...
Of the most of what? Okay, well, and then there's Greg Isaac, our co-host.
And Trisha, our co-host.
But our host is also our birthday boy.
Yes, yesterday was his birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Eric, sing to me.
No. Happy birthday
to
dear
you.
Dave.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dave.
Show host Dave.
Happy birthday to you.
Very happy 86th
right.
birthday for Dave.
And
oh, you're right.
Well, before we scare our guest anymore, I don't know what scares him.
Well, it
him.
Is October.
And it is our vampire expert. So Dr. John Mayer, he's written this book called Immortal, the First Tango, and it incorporates some details on how vampirism can become a reality. So we're really excited here on Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Hullabaloo Vampire Show to speak with Dr. John Mayer. How are you?
Very good. How are you? And happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
we're great. You know, thank you.
I'm immortal now.
Yes, he's immortal.
Well, if you read my book, you can get some tips on how to be immortal.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. And so, first of all, tell us, you know, what this book is going to tell us. I know it's a fictional, it's a novel, but you incorporate some real life stuff in there, right?
Absolutely. Well, Joseph J., your film critic, I think, really had a nice setup where he talked about this new film being a different take on the vampire legend. And, you know, in creating this story, I just, especially as my day job as a doctor, you know, we're learning every day new things about blood and genetic research. And it just kind of dawned on me that with some little tweaks in our genes and our blood chemistry, you know, we can regenerate and we can live and live and live. If I can give you just, you know, not to get too scientific for the audience, but for example, in this late April, there was a journal article talking about this very thing where they're injecting an experimental drug into mice and finding that they live 4 times longer. So this possibility is right at our doorstep, and I just incorporated the science that we're learning every day into how can this possibly happen. So it's as Joe was talking about on the film, it's a different take on the vampire legend.
Right, right.
Okay, very cool. So this, what they're looking at, I'm a nurse, and so I'm very interested in this kind of stuff. So what they're looking at then is a way to, like, extend the life of the blood cell or to keep it from dying or what?
Well, here's what happens, and you'll appreciate this, is that when our cells or tissues age, you know, they lose their ability to regenerate and to secrete certain proteins. Well, one of the proteins that is typical that you lose the ability of is called PAI1. I won't go into the scientific name. And, you know, we found that if we can inhibit that, you know, we can kind of boost that up, well, your body will keep regenerating. Now, think, everyone, just let's talk in layman's terms. Just think of your body. You know, your skin, as everybody knows, regenerates itself almost, you know, every 24 to 48 hours. So why can't, you know, how does that happen? And why can't we turn on other mechanisms in which to do that same possible regeneration of other parts of your body? It's just little tweaks in your genetics, and it's transmitted through the blood. Voila, we have the vampire possibility.
Right.
If we can, you know, transfer blood from person to person.
Right, yeah. Okay, that's great. You know, because especially because in the movie, in Dracula Untold, what Vlad the Impaler decides to do is, you know, he knows that he cannot take on this army himself, so he goes up to the dark area with the creature, with the vampire, and the vampire gives him a taste of immortality, so when he becomes injured, when he's bleeding, whatever, it will just regenerate. So that is, you know, so then he basically would be immortal.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have that in my book as well, as I talk about the underpinnings of the main character being immortal. You know, when he first discovers that he is infected with this virus, he gets infected with this virus 300 years ago, he injures himself, and within the next day, the wound is healed, and he's actually stronger. That's the other aspect that I write about, everyone, is that not only do we regenerate, but we get our new cells and our new tissues are stronger and our new brain cells are smarter. So you really can think of the possibility that the new person, so to speak, is going to be stronger. Therefore, you know, the traditional vampire is strong and can throw people against the wall and smarter, you know, because the new cells are, of course, stronger and they're better than the old cells. And again, think of the medical science. What happens when you break your leg and it heals? Everybody knows that spot is probably not going to break again because the calcification over that and the strength in that is just, it's a stronger bone. So this really is intriguing how this all can become a possibility.
Let me ask you this. So, you know, people get stronger, smarter, like you said. But if people lived four times as long or even forever, how do you think this would affect their behaviors? Would it change their personality, their behaviors, how they viewed life?
Yeah. If we were on TV, you could see a big smile on my face, because one of my taglines for my book is that if you lived 300 years, what would you have experienced, and how would you be? Where would you have traveled? How would you have affected history? So I think what the possibility you're talking about is that with this, you know, fanciful possibility that vampires can really exist, well, just think about it. You'd be smarter. You'd probably, you know, think of that movie, what was it, Groundhog Day? How Bill Murray the next day, you know, kind of said, okay, that didn't work. I'm going to try it this way the next day. Well, I think to answer your question, you know, we'd be, you know, much more capable human beings. And that's some of the other research coming out. In fact, here's another reference for you. I just happened to, well after writing this book, read Dan Brown's Inferno. And if you read his book, he talks about how experimentation in genetics can make us, the whole quest for our genetic research is to make us stronger, more capable, and of course live longer.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, not to be cynical, but if someone was inherently sort of evil, that would make them stronger and smarter. And would that be a problem? As well as the population exploding, where would everyone live? It would be pretty crowded, I think.
Exactly. And not to give away.
Was that part of the book?
Not to give away the plot of Dan Brown's Inferno, but that's the whole plot of his book, is that because of genetic alterations, an individual wants to control population growth. A great read, of course. But yeah, you're exactly right. The possibilities are just absolutely fascinating, and that's what prompted me to write this book. And, you know, that what if an individual would use that for good or bad or, you know, evil? My character uses it for good, and it's also a romance behind the book where he discovers that his love of his life from so many centuries ago possibly is still alive. So we have not only a suspense in my book, but also a very strong love story. And the other thing I have to reference is that I was chuckling listening to Joe talk about the movies and talk about Twilight. I call my book a vampire book for adults, you know.
Not for 14-year-olds.
Not for 14-year-olds.
So Dave, no.
Yeah, I have one other question. Since they're living longer, and you said your book was, of course, it's called Immortal, the First Tango, a romance as well story in your novel. You know, I think 75 years of marriage is diamond, I believe. What would be like 200 years of marriage?
I don't know.
A
titanium? I don't know. My next book will have to create a name for such a thing, right?
I can get credit for that. Okay.
Well, you know, certainly sounds like a great jumping off point for your book, for Immortal, the First Tango. But I wanted to touch on, before we let you go, two other quick things. I mentioned in our first segment a little bit about these other diseases that people are referring to in terms of vampirism. One is, I think, is it Redfield syndrome or something like that, where people think that they're a vampire. And then there's the other one where people, they're sensitive to light. And so,
yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I use that. Porphyria is the second one you're talking about,
okay,
where there's characteristics of the disease which really mimic some of the behaviors that the vampire legend has taken. And I use that as the, again, fiction launching pad for the name of the disease my main character has. And it's a real disease. And the most important element of that disease is that people are what we call photosensitive, that their skin reacts to light and to be out in this, particularly in sunlight and the UV rays, etc. So, you know, it's scarily possible that, you know, that one characteristic of the vampire legend is true. The other also scary aspect of that disease, porphyria, is that there's something about the ingestion of blood which makes people feel better while they have that disease. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Definitely.
And it was one of the, again, one of the things as a doctor, I'm putting all this together going, And, you know, like everybody else, I was always, you know, taken by vampire movies and the vampire legend. You know, it's a very strong, just sociological pull for us all to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you still there with us? I think you cut out a second. John, Dr. John?
I think he flew away.
He's still connected.
He's still connected.
Uh-oh. Well, we have lost you.
Oh, I think he's disconnected. Okay. Well, you know.
Do you think like a vampire guy?
I think it's like the when you can't photograph a vampire.
Oh, he wasn't really there? We were hearing something that wasn't there?
Oh, wow. This is creepy.
Oh, no.
This is super creepy.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, that's okay because I think we were going to have to wrap up anyway. So
looks like a great book, though, Immortal, yeah. The First Tango.
And I think I'm going to read it, too, because I think it's got enough scientific fact in there with the romance and the sci-fi. Yeah. I might enjoy it as well.
Definitely, definitely. Cool. So, you know, everyone check it out.
Dr. John Mayer. He's a clinical psychologist, so he sort of knows what's going on.
Yeah, and again, the book is called Immortal, The First Tango.
But what happened to him? It's mysterious.
Where can you get it?
Well, he's back. We'll ask him where he can get it, where we can get it.
Yeah, no, he knows where he can get it.
Dr. John Mayer, you know, thank you very much for calling back.
Did he go on a blood break?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened there, guys.
We thought you got attacked by a vampire.
Yeah,
there you go. I mean, the vampire killers were after me.
Oh, see? Well, we wanted to wrap up by asking you, where can our listeners find Immortal, The First Tango?
Well, the easiest thing to say is it's on my new author website, which is jemayerbooks.com, and just go there. I'm also proud of the website. It's a fun website.
Okay, excellent, excellent. jemayer.com, you know, so Dr.
J.E. Mayer Books.
I'm sorry. Right. Thank you for correcting me. So, you know, thank you so much for joining us, shedding some light on real-life vampirism, you know. And
he just said you don't shed light on real-life vampirism.
Oh, that's right, you're right. shedding some darkness on it.
Yes. Good point.
But, hey, I'm on your website. Is that you walking out on the website?
Well, I'll let all your listeners guess. Maybe we'll come back and have a contest to guess if that is me or not.
I think that'd be cool. That's sort of a cool website. You're right. And you have another book, In Anger at Birth. Did that come out? Yeah, I think that came out, too.
No, it's coming out in about a month, and it's Have Me Back, because that's more in my wheelhouse of what I do as a doctor, and it's about a teenage serial killer.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Oh.
It's really a story of how we fail these kids, and, you know, these kids are these school shootings, and kids are always, you know, going wild, and this really chronicles what this is about in a fictional tale. It's a composition of kids that I've treated, and it's a great story. I'd love to come back and talk to you.
Oh, definitely. We'll definitely have you back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Well,
if you're in Phoenix, you could come right in studio. Where are you, in L.A.?
I'm in Chicago.
Chicago.
So an easy plane trip, everyone.
Yes, yes. Very easy. United flies nonstop, and you can come when it's cold and bitter. And
the food. The great food there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have some really good food. And tomorrow's our big Chicago Marathon, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Well, 45,000 runners.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, the Rob Zombie Haunted House is here in Phoenix. We checked it out. Our show next week is all about it. But there's also a Rob Zombie Haunted House over there in Chicago. So
we're excited about it. Exactly. So I heard about that.
Check it out. Yeah, excellent. Well,
we went last night. Joseph never came back.
Oh, no, there
he is.
I'm here.
I thought I heard him. Is that his ghost?
I came back different.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. John Mayer, thank you so much for joining us today and helping us talk a little bit about vampires.
Glad to help. And again, have me back, and we'll talk about some pretty heinous teenagers.
Ooh, absolutely. Okay. And happy Halloween.
Yes.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Exciting. All
it was
right.
cool.
Yeah.
I liked him. He's engaging, and he's been on ESPN radio and a lot of different media.
Yeah,
with his books and other enlightenment, I should say. Okay,
Immortal, the First Tango. Yes.
Immortal, yes.
Well, we've got a lot more here left on Breakthrough Entertainment, but again, today is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Hullabaloo Part 2, Vampire Show, and all in honor of Dracula Untold. This is From Dusk Till Dawn, Dark Knight by the Blasters. One of my favorite vampire movies. Don't you agree, Greg?
Yeah, that one scene was good.
Yeah, I know.
I really couldn't even think of one scene that was good.
You didn't like From Dusk Till Dawn? Come on. Quentin Tarantino, he hasn't had a misstep.
Sorry, that was one of his worst films.
You were one of his worst films.
I'd like to see one of his worst films.
You'd have a lot of money.
But, I've never seen it.
You've got to. You'll. I think you'll like it.
Eric just said it's a bad film. Oh, you like it?
I like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, in the Django.
Yeah, and of course there's a TV show From Dusk Till Dawn as well.
Yes, it's on Netflix.
Starring Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh, God.
Vilmer. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I love Vilmer. Oh, okay. Anyway.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead.
Bars. Meat market. Gas.
High prices.
Politicians.
Liars.
Auto mechanics.
Ripoff. Guys, whoa, wait a minute here. Not when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieves with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with the mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your skeletons, when I had shown you mine, you woke the devil that I thought you
you'd left behind. I saw the evidence, the crimson soaking through 10,000 promises.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Joseph J. trying to sing. Actually, lip syncing. Is that what it's called? Lip syncing?
Lip syncing.
Lip syncing.
Lip syncing.
Where did my lip sync?
S-Y-N.
Yeah, not singing. I always thought it was lip syncing.
You know what was funny about the last guest, John, is that he mentioned, that's why I was laughing at the beginning. He goes, yeah, what Joseph J. had said earlier, he thinks it's like your name.
Well, I'm the adult
Joseph
in the room.
J. And it wasn't even Joseph.
It was
I know,
me.
It wasn't then, me. Then it was, I'm not in the Twilight. Yeah. Yeah.
But you were the one who said Twilight was for 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, Eric said that.
No,
Eric.
Eric.
What
Eric.
I mean is
Greg said it.
No, what I mean is that John called you Joseph J.
Joseph J. Yeah. Like it was my name.
Yeah,
Joseph
exactly.
J.
It was great.
You're
well,
like
I'm
famous.
Glad. You know, I'm Joseph J. I'm glad.
You're
but then you became Joe.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not Joe. My friends call me Joey.
He's regionally very popular, and then it will go from Joseph J. to Joe when it's national.
No,
when
Joe.
When it's universal, it'll be just J.
I like Joseph J.
No, because then we'd call it the Joe Show. We don't want to call it that.
No, I don't want to be.
No,
I don't want to be associated with our bio at all.
Joseph J. Show. Yes. Joseph J. Show.
Yes. Joseph J. J.
Or you could call me Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, we could.
Yeah, sure. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
But you hated the movie Lincoln.
I liked. I hated it. I hated Lincoln, but I loved Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I thought it was a blast.
Can I kill the music?
Yeah, the song. Yeah, you can kill it. It's Powerless by Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah. That was
Powerless.
Wow, that was nice.
Yeah,
there
was
voice.
Lincoln
now, let's clarify. You don't hate Lincoln. You hated the movie.
I hated the movie
Lincoln.
Lincoln
was sort of cool.
And then I got milk duds thrown at the back of my head because of that.
And then I caught them and ate them.
Very good. I'm glad. They were in someone else's hand, but
ooh,
more
really?
Power to
didn't
you.
Didn't they have the gloves on?
But didn't you like Abraham Lincoln, the Vampire Hunter?
I didn't see it.
Anyone see it?
No.
Anyone?
No.
I think I started to watch it.
Yeah,
I gave up on it.
It is goofy. It's goofy, but you know what? Really fun.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah. I thought it was a lot of fun. You know, just one of those movies that's so off the wall and outrageous that you can't help but like it. And I certainly did.
One of my favorites is George W. Bush, Pretzel Eater. That was fantastic.
Pretzel Eater?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
where
what?
Where he dattles a pretzel in his mouth.
And you know what? Pretzel Eater is our word of the week.
Oh, it really is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, just because of that. Because we have to do a word of the week because we have a couple contests on.
What, no one remembers when the guy choked on a pretzel?
No, I don't.
No.
Oh.
I remember when the vice president shot his friend.
Okay.
I remember that one, too.
That one we remember well. Yeah.
I don't remember that. But all in honor of Greg.
Yeah.
Pretzel Eater is today's word of the week. So go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Got a couple contests on there. One, you can win. I know you were really excited about this, Bill Murray's face.
Oh, I love Bill Murray's face.
Yep. St. Vincent.
No, remember, I chose Sean Cusack.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
St. Vincent, new
looks
movie
good.
Coming out in a couple weeks with Melissa McCarthy and Naomi Watts and Bill Murray. You can see it before anyone else. Just go to breakradioshow.com. Again, it's on our Facebook page, so click on the big F, and you'll have exponentially increased chances of winning if you type in the word of the week, which is...
Pretzel Eater.
Pretzel Eater.
I didn't even remember what I said.
I only got 122 happy birthdays yesterday
you
on
did?
Facebook. Only 122.
Oh, that's terrible.
You actually counted them?
No, it said it tallied it for me.
No, they went by each one. Oh, yes. That one. That one.
And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And you know what? One thing you could do online is wish people happy birthday on Facebook. Or you can also find love on ChristianMingle.com.
Oh.
We're giving away... We're giving away 2 1-year memberships.
We we're giving two of them.
Two of them, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just one.
And how much money is that worth? Each one is
Why
worth.
Why don't we just hook the two people up?
Yeah, there you go.
You should be. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
And you don't have to
what
be
if it's,
Christian
what if it's two girls?
Whatever.
Well,
that's fine.
Okay, what if it's two guys?
That's okay.
It's not Christian Mingle.
That's
fine. I don't think that's allowed on Christian
Mingle. Oh, yeah. Well, then we got to get the J-Day because they're okay with that.
It's a great movie out there. We're going to review it later. It's
I don't know.
It's starring...
Eric, let's comment on that. J-Day, are they okay with two girls?
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
You know what?
Oh.
I'm not into the online dating scene.
Well, J-Day is... Jewish. and Christian Mingle is not.
Oh, well you know what? Maybe they can combine the databases.
I don't think that would be proper.
We're almost out of time for this segment, so we're going to tell you more about ChristianMingle.com, our contest going on, the movie and all that, coming up shortly. But this is a song from 30 Days of Night. This is called Apocalypse Please by Muse.
Who?
Apocalypse Please by Muse.
I don't know Muse.
I love Muse. Great band.
Do you like 30 Days of Night?
Yeah, it's all right.
Wasn't
I love Six
Ben,
Months of Night.
Bendover? Yeah, I remember him.
You remember Bendover?
Bendover?
Good. Yeah. Yeah, you liked him, huh?
His sister Eileen was in it, too.
Oh, very good.
Just don't drop the soap.
How about
Eileen Bendover?
How about Angela Mansbury? Do you know her?
Mansbury?
Angela Lansbury?
No, Angela Mansbury.
Oh, she's phenomenal.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know her? Okay. All right. Well, anyway. Yeah, vampire movie, 30 Days a Night. That was a great movie.
Where do you
really
guys
scary.
Hear of these things? I never hear of these things.
Because you don't like scary things. Oh, 30 Days a Night is scary.
Last night was scary, though. All right, and we will be right back. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX. Joseph J. in this house.
I want to suck your blood.
And we'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480 KPH.